Our first story of the day is about those winter blues. You might know it as seasonal depression, seasonal affective disorder. And it's something that some people really struggle with. When you start getting these cold, dark winter days, it's just that low-level depression that comes over us. But how can you tell how serious it is? How can you deal with it? How do you know if you even have it? How can you overcome it? That's what we're going to talk about. And we're going to do that with the help of a professional in this world, Dr. Inger Burnett Ziegler, a clinical psychologist and associate professor at the Feinberg School of Medicine at Northwestern University, is live with me on Culture Shift. Dr. Burnett Ziegler, welcome to Culture Shift.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm going to start off right away and say, do you ever deal with seasonal depression yourself?
You know, I think that like many folks, I deal with ups and downs in my mood. And I've noticed that becoming more prevalent during the time of COVID, where, you know, so many things are happening in the world that are out of our control. Our routines are being shifted. In the winter months, you know, a lot of folks find themselves feeling more tired, fatigued, sluggish, not wanting to do many things. And certainly on a snowy day like it is here in Chicago, I can fall victim to that as well.
We don't have a snowy day here in Michigan. We just have that post-snowy day where it's just gray and wet and just looks kind of gross outside. You look outside your window and you say, I don't know if I can get outside today. I just don't know if I want to do anything. And is that one of the main signs that you're looking for when you're thinking of seasonal depression? What's the checklist that people should be going through to find out if they may be affected by it?
Sure. So one of the key components to seasonal affective disorder is noticing a change in your mood, feeling more down or depressed as with the change in season. So specifically in fall and winter, that change in mood can be associated with decreased sunlight being available. And so with that, people are less inclined to be outside, less inclined to be active, more isolated and withdrawn. You might also notice changes in your sleep and your appetite. You might also notice feeling more irritable. And so those are really the symptoms that you might want to be looking for, that isolation, withdrawal, changes in sleep and appetite and irritability, particularly as associated with the fall and winter months. Of note, those are symptoms of depression in general. But sometimes people find them being more pronounced during the fall and winter months when there's less sunlight.
Dr. Burnett Ziegler, that's one of the things that I was really curious to talk to you about, is being able to diagnose the difference between maybe a very serious depressive state that could require medication or therapy or what have you, and a seasonal depression that could come with the winter and disappear by the end of it. I mean, how are people able to tell if what they're dealing with is more serious or something that might just be winter doldrums?
Yeah, I think that's really important. You know, everybody experiences ups and downs in their mood, periods when they're feeling more stressed, periods when they're feeling more anxious. Again, especially now, right? Because there's so much that people have been coping with over the last, I guess, 9-10 months. But when you know that it's time for help, or you're getting onto kind of the upper end of the severity range where those symptoms are so severe such that you're unable to do the typical things that you need to get done on an average day. So maybe you're finding yourself staying in bed all day and you're avoiding other responsibilities like work responsibilities. Maybe you're not taking care of yourself, skipping a couple days of even showering, even maybe skipping meals, unable to respond to important emails and other obligations. Finding those tasks being really, really laborious. And the consequences piling up. So what we call that as psychologists, difficulty functioning either at home, school, or work. That's really an indicator that it might be time to get some help.
Dr. Burnett Ziegler, one thing I notice with mental health is that sometimes, especially in the United States, there's a struggle to give it the weight that it requires, a struggle for people to take it seriously or understand it, because it's something that isn't very tangible. You don't see it when you walk around. You know, it's not one of those problems that's easily identifiable in that way. But is something like seasonal affective disorder something that we should be taking more seriously than we currently do?
You know, I think that becoming informed about seasonal affective disorder and what the signs and symptoms are a really important part of taking it seriously. You know, when we think of SAD or seasonal affective disorder, it's a part of a larger category of depressive disorders in general. And I think it's really important to be able to identify these symptoms, because oftentimes when folks are talking about depression or even anxiety, they're only thinking of the mood symptoms, that feeling down, feeling blue, having thoughts of death or dying even. And they may be more inclined to ignore other symptoms like irritability, the appetite and sleep changes, the difficulty with attention and concentration, which are also indicative of depression. And so knowing that all of these symptoms together, a composite picture of what it means to be depressed or have seasonal affective disorder, and being able to see that in yourself is a really important part of not only starting the conversation, but also getting into treatment as needed.
And now we're at the treatment part. Is there some advice you could give to people to fight off these winter doldrums a little bit? Maybe something that can help us get through these emotions and this situation?
Yeah, so if you're on that mild to moderate spectrum, perhaps where you don't necessarily see a need for professional treatment at this juncture, you know, there are a couple of things that I would recommend. One being really taking advantage of the hours of sunlight that we do have, however limited that might be, even if it's getting outside for 10, 15 minutes, situating your desk by a window, opening the shades, that can really be important. Another is maintaining your routine. You know, we find that in the fall and winter months, as that cold settles in, the laziness settles in, we really don't want to do much of anything. And so I often tell folks that I'm working with, do first and you'll feel better later. Sometimes we want to say, oh, I'll do it when I feel better, but the reverse is often true. So really pushing yourself to get moving and stay active. And the third being really, you know, making sure to still connect with your social support. You know, I know a lot of folks are tired of Zoom, myself included. We're tired of the virtual meetups, but that is a really important part of staying engaged in your community, checking on others and letting yourself be checked in on. And, you know, it's what we have available to us right now. And so that can really be important for mental health. I just want to add on to that, you know, if you find yourself in further on the end of that severity spectrum, a good place to start in terms of seeking treatment would be with your primary care provider. Navigating the mental health service system can often be quite challenging. And so, you know, talking to your mental health provider about your feelings of low mood can be a really important gateway of either them prescribing an antidepressant if that's determined to be what's necessary, or connecting you to other forms of treatment.
Dr. Burnett Ziegler, it's so true how much of a lift just that 20-minute walk can be, how much that phone call to a friend, how much that can really just amp you up and power you through. And talking about seasonal affective disorder, known as SAD, so much of it is tied to the fall and winter. You know, you're in Chicago, I'm here in Detroit. We know it so well, those gray days that can just feel like a heavy blanket that you can't get out from underneath. But does it really just start to magically clear up when the sun starts coming out and we're able to get outdoors? Do we see this lift pretty easily for most people affected by it?
You know, I think that a lot of people do experience a significant shift with not only the more hours of sunlight, but the warm weather. You know, again, I actually used to live in Ann Arbor, so I know the Detroit weather is very similar to the Chicago weather. And when spring and summer months start to come here in Chicago, it's almost like outside is just calling you, and being outside, connecting with people, there's a new energy that can be felt that can really help to promote people's mental health. Outside of that aspect of it, we do know that biologically our weather is impacted by our circadian rhythms. And so people who experience that or seasonal affective disorder can feel that more intently, which may make them more vulnerable to those low moods during the winter months. And so there is even a biological base for the lift in the mood that can be experienced when there's more hours of sunlight and the seasons change.
I am counting down the days. I tell you, definitely
yeah,
felt.
Me too.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I definitely feel some of those the winter sadness come over me, and you just got to find that motivation. And what I find for me is, once you do get out and get that walk or talk to a friend or whatever helps you out, it's really trying to hang on to that feeling of how good that felt and feeling that weight lift off you. Try to remember that feeling and hang on to it, so it's not so much of a challenge to convince you to do it the next day or the next day. You can try to remember what that feels like to get that weight lifted off of you. Dr. Burnett Ziegler, I've really had a great time talking to you. I love talking about issues like this that you might hear the term all the time, but we don't know exactly what it is or how it functions. So I appreciate you talking to us about this. And before I let you go, I do want to bring up a book that you wrote. It's a little bit of a different topic, but this title really caught my attention. It's going to be out this June on Amistad Press, and it's called Nobody Knows the Trouble I've Seen, The Emotional Lies of Black Women. Before you go, can you tell me a little bit about this title that you've got coming out this summer?
Sure. So this book is really exploring the mental health challenges that many Black women face and providing some tips and strategies for living more mentally well lives. It's a compilation of stories of patients that I've worked with, family and friends, with an overlay of research and coping strategies around mental health topics, including trauma, depression, and anxiety. I'm really excited to be sharing it with the world this June, and I hope that a lot of women and people in general find it to be helpful.
That's Dr. Inger Burnett Ziegler. She is a clinical psychologist and associate professor at the Feinberg School of Medicine at Northwestern University in Chicago. She talked with us about seasonal affective disorder and also about her book, Nobody Knows the Trouble I've Seen, The Emotional Lives of Black Women. That's coming out this summer, June, on Amistad Press, and it's currently available for pre-sale. Dr. Burnett Ziegler, we're going to get through this winter together. Thank you so much for talking to us today.
It's been a pleasure. Take care.